from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Here we go. It's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. General at your service, at ease. There's Zach Wolchuk, Eric Chiafalo, Lucius Alexander here. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105.3thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Broadus is on the practice field as a lot of stuff is going on. At the start of practice, you had the Jones boys, Mike McCarthy, Dak Prescott not there. We have learned from Todd Archer, Dak is sitting out due to some ankle soreness. And now various members of the Cowboys front office have made their way back to the field. There's a lot of private conversations. And this definitely feels, guys, correct me if I'm wrong, but something is going to happen. A contract, a trade, It's definitely different enough to know that business is being done over there in the hotel.
Business is happening. I think there will be some type of move. Maybe it's a name that is not one that we deem high, to talk about. Maybe it's just, hey, you're adding a defensive tackle or an edge rusher. Maybe it's CeeDee Lamb. But something's going on out there in Oxnard on the practice fields unrelated to Dak Prescott and him missing a non-padded practice due to ankle soreness today.
It seems like the urgency around CeeDee Lamb is the highest. That's the far and away thing that I expect here. I mean, over 2 weeks into training camp now, number one wide receiver not there. Maybe things came to a head last night with the things that Jerry said. We had that audio. We'll play that audio so you can judge for yourself. The context of it has been a point of contention today. I think the biggest thing there is, I think in a lot of ways, Jerry has lost his ability to capture a story with his quotes. He's really not paying enough attention to care enough to constantly be thinking about a way to craft the narrative that gives the story extra juice. When he starts talking, a lot of the times it's talking in circles and he's, intentionally leaving something out there, to try to get the media talking. But it just doesn't have the intended effect anymore. Plus, everybody knows Steve is a more reliable source of info. And Steven was also on the practice fields last night. And while Jerry was doing his thing, saying no urgency about a CeeDee Lamb deal, made Lamb LOL about it. Steve himself said, we plan on doing it, re-signing all three of these guys. We want all three players here. We have the best chance of winning a championship by having those players on our roster, but we continue to work very hard on getting this deal done. 0-0-0 thought process about CeeDee not being a Dallas Cowboy.
Yeah.
It's just not consistent with the way they go about doing things. If this was a championship roster or a championship front office, they would genuinely be thinking about trading all three of these guys right now. Maybe they're going to ask for too much. We're not really in a championship window anymore after losing Tyron Smith, Travis Frederick. You know, you could consider Biotish a part of that. Defensive depth. I mean, we had to let Stephon Gilmore go. We're not contending for a championship. What young players we have now, or what players on our roster might not be in championship mode in, you know, by the time we get to the next championship window. And I think if you're up against the salary cap so hard and players and agents are negotiating at you so hard, a smart team would go like, well, hey, which one of these guys should we let go? You know, give us just a little bit of breathing room. We'll restock our draft picks. We'll draft these guys over the next 2 years, and then we'll really hit the ground running with a nice free salary cap situation in 2026. That's what a smart team would do. But again, the Cowboys aren't smart. So the idea of moving on from CeeDee Lamb should have zero chance of passing through your logic barrier.
Man, yesterday when you were talking like the CD trade stuff, which is really one thing you're right. They're not going to do that, and they're going to pay him.
Yeah.
But it did.
They like their TV stars.
Right.
They're not going to let a TV star go to another team.
It started getting me thinking, though, like as much as I love CD and CD's in the prime of his career, and I think this contract will probably age well compared to other big name money contracts they give out to receivers.
Because he just continues to get better every year.
And he's young. Like by the time this thing's done, he might be 30 years old. And if you want to let him walk then fine. But this thing's going to be throughout his 20s in the prime of his career. And he's gotten better every year to that point as well. And he's a hell of a player. He deserves it. He's earned it. But I'm just looking at, like, if you're constructing your roster to win a Super Bowl, obviously you need good receivers.
Yeah.
But looking at the list of Super Bowl champions here, man, I don't know how many have guys that they've paid top of the market to at the wide receiver position. The Chiefs got away with it last year. Hey, look, and if you want to say the Chiefs are an outlier because they got Pat Mahomes, fine, I'm not going to fight you. And Travis Kelce's a tight end. He's their best wide receiver. But if you go through the list here, I mean, man, the Patriots never had a top receiver. Right? The Eagles, when they upset Alshon Jeffrey, was he their top receiver? Didn't have one. Green Bay, when they won the Super Bowl, they had what? Greg Jennings?
Yeah.
Donald Driver? I don't think either of them were paid at the top of the market. Baltimore sure as hell didn't. Seattle sure as hell didn't. Denver? I mean, yeah, I guess Demaryius Thomas, maybe. But I don't know that the wide receiver's ever been the player to put any of these teams over the top when you're talking about building a Super Bowl champion. I mean, the only outlier would be maybe you look at the Colts in 06 with Marvin Harrison and Reggie Wayne, but it even took a lot for them to get there, right? Their defense had to step up and finally play well. So it's not saying, hey, you don't need good receivers, but we talk a lot about the running back, and that's not a position that's worth paying. I think Miami screwed themselves. I don't think Miami's got a chance now. You've paid Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. They're both making what? Top eight money? Maybe more? Maybe they're top six right now? You know, it is questionable. Is that the right position to throw $35 million top of the market money to? And that's not something I was really considering. But when you go down the rabbit hole and you kind of look at, okay, what are these teams doing to build a champion? Maybe the Rams with Cooper Kupp. Maybe that's the one team you can point to and say, hey, they paid a wide receiver and that they won a Super Bowl out of that.
You know, obviously acquiring talent, your scouts, your draft process is the most important thing for building a Super Bowl team. But after that, it's salary cap management. And what kind of an edge are you getting there? Are you getting an edge by saying no, like Bill Belichick did to the guys who were trying to reset market dollars, even though they weren't the absolute best player at the position? Or are you getting it by borrowing money from the future and using your credit card to buy now?
Right.
I think if you're using both of those along with drafting and developing quite well, then, you know, you're giving yourself and your organization a tremendous advantage. We've been looking at that for years, you know, and even when you do find an elite receiver on a Super Bowl team, it's almost always in a year where they hadn't hit the fatty boom buy yet, or they're compensation was structured in a way where it wasn't killing their cap that year.
Right.
You could look at Demaryius Thomas with the Broncos as well.
Yeah, I mean, you just mentioned Cooper Kupp, so I'm like, let me go look and see what Cooper Kupp was doing, and he hadn't gotten the big money deal they had won the Super Bowl
yet.
And
we're getting good texts like Devontae Adams. Packers say no thank you. And look where the Packers are now. They're back to contending. They could win the NFC this year. Chiefs said bye-bye Tyreek Hill. Right. And I guess the Chiefs might not be a good example for any of this stuff because of what they've got.
How much of an outlier they are. Right.
But Randy Moss, arguably best receiver in NFL history, best receiving season. They didn't win the Super Bowl in 07 with the Patriots. He doesn't have a Super Bowl ring.
You absolutely need a great receiving core. You need a great passing game. What do you think about having that superstar at the top of your group, Chief?
I mean, I'm sitting here nodding my head along to Walchuk here as he talks about it. Like, I'm all about, when discussing things, putting it into how does it help you win a Super Bowl? Because, like, what else are we doing here? When we're discussing the Cowboys, it's like you're envisioning something to try and get to a Super Bowl. So when I don't want to pay Dak all the money in the world as a very good quarterback and paying him elite money, I don't want to do that because I don't think history tells you that's how you win a Super Bowl, paying elite money to good quarterbacks. And you're laying out a pretty good situation here when it comes to the wide receivers over the years and who's getting all the money, who's the top five paid wide receivers in the NFL getting Super Bowl victories. I don't know. I mean, you even think about like Stephon Diggs goes to Buffalo, and even that wasn't enough to put them over the top. Would they have been better off using whatever it is they gave to Stephon Diggs to shore up the roster in a couple of other ways? And could the Bills have been more fortified to try and go toe-to-toe with the Chiefs over the last couple of years? I don't know, but you're right. You don't see the big dog, high-paid. It's not that good receivers don't win Super Bowls. Good receivers win Super Bowls all the time.
Right.
But they're not usually being paid like the best in the sport when they win it.
100%. And a lot of texts coming in, oh, you don't want to pay the running back, you don't want to pay the wide receiver, and I knew that was coming. You know who you pay? You pay your offense and your defensive linemen. You pay your quarterback if you had one of those, right? That's what's winning games, in the trenches. You want to pay a corner? Pay a corner. There's not a lot of good ones out there. I think now, the special linebackers, the Fred Warners of the world, that's few and far between. If you get one of those elite guys, you pay one of those. You pay an edge rusher like a Micah Parsons. Those are positions that do, it's proven, if you're solidified there, you're winning championships.
Pardon me, what the Patriots and now the Chiefs have done is they paid positions that caught the ball but weren't true wide receivers. So the top of that market is half of the wide receiver to get a tight end or a slot receiver. You know, we're going to take Edelman and Welker and Gronk. These guys are going to catch about as many as a number one wide receiver, but will make half the amount of money because of the different position that they play. And I think, again, that's the salary cap anomics that the absolute elite teams that you use. And I just don't think the Cowboys are going to have a new idea. It would require caring about winning so much and obsessing over it so much. But they are business partners more than they are a team trying to come together with their players. You know, and that, I think that's a massive difference. On top of that, CeeDee Lamb is the best 88 ever. You know, maybe not the biggest celebrity 88 ever, but he's awesome. And they gave him that 88 jersey. They co-branded him with the Cowboys and history that day they made him 88. They ain't walking away from that. You know how much Jerry loves having one of those to continue the legacy, the marketability, the story, the lore of this organization. And again, all those things in the leader of your organization are more important than winning a championship. So once again, you know, we get a massive example of it. I don't think it's a big mistake to sign CeeDee Lamb or anything like that. You know, I generally, you need great players.
Right.
You know,
you do.
But when you are post-championship window, that's when every smart team in every sport says, why are we going to continue to pay these guys and kill our salary cap for the next 2 years when we don't really have a chance to win? Who should we trade for draft picks that, if we hit on those, is going to give us nearly an insurmountable advantage when we get, like the Chiefs had? How do the Chiefs win without Tyreek Hill? All of the draft picks that they acquired in those two drafts, giving them the depth and the quality elsewhere on the roster. And, you know, we can only keep our fingers crossed that at some point the Cowboys will have a visionary leader that can make a decision like that. Tyler Guyton might not play Sunday with his illness. If you missed the story from Crosstalk, Dak Prescott is missing practice today due to ankle soreness. You know, he was working awful hard in the offseason. He got a little tweaked there, wore the boot. I don't know if he's in a boot today, Chief.
Well, I guess you guys were right, man. Something was up in the air, because Calvin Watkins is just saying that the Cowboys are finalizing trading Nashawn Wright, cornerback, to Minnesota. So that may be what was holding up.
So that Something was going
down.
Some
of the front office folks.
That's a lot of hullabaloo for Nashawn Wright.
Yeah. Well, I think when you combine the fact, okay, we're trying to pull off a trade, and then we're also trying to evaluate our quarterback not showing up to practice, and we know this is going to cause something. Let's all get together and make sure we're dialed on what our report is here on Zach as he or Dak as he's not going to be practicing today. So maybe that combination of things held stuff up. I don't know, but I think what this does tells you, is that Kalen Carson, the rookie.
Damn,
my gosh. And I think I saw him having an interception, a pick six yesterday in the joint practice.
I know he had a pick.
I mean, he's been fantastic. I know a voice of the Cowboys, Brad Sham, took issue, and I think that he didn't read the tweet very well that I put out yesterday. But that, to me, is your future. Like, Jordan Lewis, badass, having a great camp, but he's on a one-year deal. Ideally, Diggs, Carson, outside corners. You can kick Bland back inside. I know Deron Bland talked to us, and his most natural spot is on the outside. But that dude was special playing inside the slot in his rookie season. And that might be the most important spot when it comes to DB play with how they're moving the top wide receiver into the slot now.
Oh, my gosh, yes, 100%. I have more on this, but we got to get back to whatever you just said. He just sprinkled in there. Brad Sham misread his tweet, and I'm assuming fired back at you.
He always does.
That's his move.
Always does.
It's his move, but he has that right. Okay, so forget what I said, because they're just doing a player swap, a corner swap. Ooh. It's Nashawn Wright for Vikings corner Andrew Booth. Okay. So there
maybe
you go.
Somebody I believe Andrew drafted. Booth from Clemson.
3-4 years back.
Yeah, maybe Zimmer's familiar with this guy, Andrew Booth. That would make some sense. There we go. Now we're connecting dots. We got to get back to this Brad Sham thing.
Yeah, how would you recommend Bully deals with this? I would put an eye roll emoji there.
I mean, I already replied and said, I did say future in quotes, which nice. If you read it, you know, that's it. Jordan loses on a one-year deal, Brad. I don't know if he's here next year, buddy.
Why did you just buddy Brad Sham?
No, clearly you met week two. Get buddy your him. Stuff together, Wolchuk.
I love you, Brad. You're a legend. I mean, but gosh dang it, you're looking for fights with all of us.
Wolchuk has met his hero, you know?
I think he gave up trying to fight me. Okay, Rangers are rained out.
Wait, how did you used to handle it?
I would just...
Would you completely just act like it didn't happen? Try to avoid the confrontation? Okay, so you were just super respectful.
It wouldn't happen on X. You know, it
but like on the pregame show or postgame show.
Yeah. I mean,
because he'll get you. I mean,
you're getting ready for pregame, Eric. I mean, he'll hear something 2 hours prior and bring it back up to you in the pregame.
I would
show.
Just ask one question, put my headset down, and run.
You guys do the rest,
dude. It's so funny you say that. We were, I don't know what it was. It was yesterday. Something dawned on me about Sunday. We have our first pregame show, and so like I'm getting in the car and I'm just like driving. I got the family in the car, and I guess my wife could tell. Like I was really thinking. Like she's like, "Why are you thinking so hard right now?" I was like, "Honestly, I just remembered like we got the pregame show and stuff," and I was like, "I know I'm gonna have to interview Brad Sham."
I'm not joking with you. I said that. Like
I need to make sure I phrase every word perfectly.
Every syllable of my question or two to Brad is not one that he is going to find something wrong with.
Team USA women cruise to their 60th straight win. They whooped Australia 85-64. They're going to be in the gold medal match once again. Congrats to Shikari Richardson and the USA 4x1 hundo team. They took the baton. She was in fourth place. About 12 seconds later, she was crossing the finish line in style, triumphant. Great Britain, Germany, and France all went down. Bad segue, I guess. Terrifying video out of Brazil. If you've seen that, a jetliner goes down. It went to a flat spin at 20,000 feet. Apparently, the flight records say it took a sharp up and then stalled. And then, and it's a Voopass, a Brazilian regional airliner, operates a fleet of 1,500 aircraft, the ATR-72. No survivors. About 60-plus people.
Man, this is as crazy a video as you'll ever see. I'm like, oh, my gosh, what? I was thinking maybe this is one of those, like, single-engine, just random, like, one or two people kind of airplanes that you see go down from time to time. This is a full-fledged flight, dude.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
A legit jetliner in a flat spin falling like a brick out of the air. Just unbelievably gives me chills. I've been locked into it for about the last hour trying to get more info. Okay, G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 2:30. Jared Sandler joins you talking Rangers.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You're next in the nation. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. The G-Bag of the Day is coming up here in about 6 minutes. Segment of the Nation brought to you by Window Nation. Go to WindowNation.com. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today. CarsForKids.org, and it's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident, not your fault, call the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com as Jared Sandler joins you now here on your home of the Rangers. Yeah, I had a rain out today, man. Tough one in New York there with the storm still making its way through, and the East Coast is just getting doused with rain. So we're going to have a double header for you tomorrow starting at 12:30, and then the second one about 4 o'clock or so, and we'll be hanging out there at Hurtado in Arlington. Hell yeah. All afternoon watching the games and competing with you in Fan Bowl 2024.
It's going to be amazing tomorrow. I cannot wait to be out there. Literally 24 hours from right now, we're going to be in the midst of the celebrations waiting for tip-off. We'd be like 24 hours and 5 minutes away from tip-off, USA-France, going for gold.
Oh my goodness, that is right.
It's just going to be an amazing experience.
That's gonna be really cool.
Think about how fun it was yesterday at Hurtado in Mansfield, soaking all that in with the Tolos in real time, and then we're going to get to experience it again for gold with everyone tomorrow. Arlington,
all hanging out
the
with
city
our
of champions.
As Jared Sandler joins you now here on 105.3 The Fan. Jared, good afternoon. How are you, buddy?
What's up, guys? We have a Fan Bowl tomorrow. Is that what it is?
We do.
That's right.
That's right. You're going to be there in spirit.
Yeah, no, unfortunately.
Quite a storm, huh?
What's that?
Quite a storm today, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's not often that you have a game banged like hours before gates even open, but I think it's happened twice now. In New York, maybe the last 2 years, each of the last 2 years, the Rangers have had a game postponed against the Yankees before gates even opened.
So how badass was the White House visit yesterday?
Yeah, it was pretty cool, guys. It's cool to go, and I'm not a big history guy, and I'm not a big political guy, but like even I just walking around, like recognizing this is a building in which like our country was built by decisions made by men and women in that building, and the history that's a part of it. It's incredible. And, here's the reality. Like, you know, that was not a political event yesterday. That was a celebration of last year's Rangers team. And, you know, it's more, you know, in my opinion, a celebration of, you know, what should be great about this country. People from different backgrounds, different beliefs coming together, and, you know, hopefully all rooted in compassion and love and respect. And, you know, that was really special. And I'm, you know, still grateful. I'll always be grateful for all the players and coaches and staffers who made last year possible and everything that came from that and getting to go to the White House and see the president of the, you know, the United States of America. Like, I never thought that, you know, I guess like seeing George Bush at Rangers games, it's a little different because he's not in like his presidential capacity. He's just kind of a super famous fan. Right. But to see the president of the United States, like while he's working, I mean, that was neat. And we got to talk to, you know, all sorts of different people, Secret Service agents who were super awesome. Just like, you know, answering all these questions and telling stories and, yeah, it was just really cool to get to experience that. I'm incredibly grateful.
Were you showing off your bald eagle bicep tat?
Yeah, no, I was for sure. Yeah. Bald eagle bicep tat, even, you know, my boxers, you know, everything.
Your Chuck Norris tattoo.
Definitely New York. You get honked at?
Yeah, I'm getting honked at by my wife right now.
Get in the car, honey. Get in the car.
Yeah, I don't. She knows that I'm talking to you guys, and she's also currently upset at my outfit because I'm wearing basketball shorts, a purple polo, and then I'm wearing a pink headband because I don't want my hair to get like in my face.
Okay, you're channeling your inner Adam Sandler.
Yes.
Yeah, I really am. No, I am. You're right. Today, I'm doing this to honor Adam Sandler.
How surprised would you be if the Rangers have a great series here against these Yankees the way they're playing?
Well, I guess nothing would surprise me, Dawson, at this point. I don't know that you expect the Rangers to necessarily go to New York and sweep the Yankees. The Yankees are a really good team. But, you know, what happens if the Rangers wake up tomorrow on the right side of the bed? You know, you play a doubleheader and you get rolling, you win the first one, and you just kind of roll through the second one. I mean, that'd be pretty sweet. But, yeah, Dawson, this is such a – it's just such a weird year, right? You know, up to this point, the Rangers really, I mean, there's no other word to describe it other than underachieve. You know, there's a lot of talent on this roster. The Rangers have had several seasons in franchise history in which they have not been good. They've missed the playoffs. But, you know, a lot of those years, you don't really expect them to make the playoffs. And this year is not in that category. And so, you know, there's still a lot of talent on the roster, but they just haven't been able to put it together for any legitimate stretch of time.
What was the toilet paper like in the White House?
So I didn't go to the bathroom. I was told I needed to.
Damn,
but
you
I
idiot. Did get some. Come on.
Yeah, I know. But honestly, guys, it was like everyone was super cool, but like I didn't want to step like the wrong place. Because, yeah. Like, I don't know. You
You'll
know,
get
I'm,
shocked. You'll get electrocuted.
Yeah, like. Listen, if Corey Seager walks in the wrong room, they're like, oh, not a big deal. As a matter of fact, like, yeah, you do now have security clearance because you're just a total badass.
Right.
If I walk in the wrong room, they're like, sir, next flight out to Dallas.
Intruder. Intruder.
Yeah.
Intruder.
Yeah, right? Like, straight out, like, you know, I need, like, Gerard Butler from one of those, like, you know, Olympus Has Fallen movies to come and rescue me. But I did get the White House napkins. I brought some of those
there
back.
There you go.
With, nice. Like, a seal. That was pretty cool.
Right cool. On, buddy. Well, have a good weekend up there, and we'll chat with you real soon.
Sounds good, fellas.
He's at Jared Sandler on X if you want to follow his adventures and his Rangers insights. It's time now to go back into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius has your G-bag of the day.
The White House. The White House.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been there a few times. Sure have.
What was the toilet paper like?
You know, I'm like Jared. I didn't go to the bathroom while I was there. No.
It'd be the first thing I do is like, can I go pee here? Where's the bathroom? Gotta get a lay of the land.
Ain't that what Forrest Gump said?
Yeah.
I gotta pee.
Yeah, that's right, dude. He knew what he was doing.
Then he mooned the president. President want to see them cheeks. Turn around, boy. Let me see what you got shot at in the butt. Let me see. That's a wild movie when you think about it, bro.
It's crazy. Yeah.
All right, let's see here. Our winner, let's go to Cleveland Browns training camp where Jameis Winston is putting some respect on Deshaun Watson. He's got some freaky stuff on his record. What is he doing there?
I think that's one of the things that a lot of people forget. When you can go out, you can see practice, you can knick-knack this, that, paddywhack, give a dog a bone. Deshaun Watson is going to turn it on. He always going to find a way to shine when the lights come on. Yeah. Man, I just rhymed. Can I leave off that one? I know that one's going to hit.
Man, hold up, Watts.
The paddywhack, you might want to walk back.
Hold up, yeah, that paddywhack.
Yeah.
That's an old school 80s rap. Nick, Nat, paddywhack, give a dog a bone. My DJ said you're going home. What else we got for you, boys? Hold on. 1 second, everybody, as I send this text message off to my barber because I had to cancel those. That situation. Yeah, I want to make sure he doesn't charge me that $40 cancellation fee.
Uh-oh. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, we thought we were going at 5:30.
I want to let him know, hey, it's me. It's your boy.
I'm sorry.
It's your boy. I'll see you tomorrow.
I promise I'm not making this up.
Yeah,
you can tune in. You can hear me. Yeah, LA Live 540.
The Rangers have a doubleheader tomorrow.
Yeah, man. All right, here we go. I got that taken care of. Let's see. The brother that beat Noah Lyles in the 200. The Botswana sprinter?
Yeah.
What's his name? Lesetil?
Yeah.
Something like that. I don't know, man.
You're in the ballpark.
Yeah, I'm close enough. I'm not from Botswana. Neither. But my man was talking hella spicy. Did y'all see that?
Dude, yeah. I didn't even hear it. I just saw some quotes.
It was, yeah.
Talking spicy.
And it's great seeing the fellow American sitting next to him. And they're just like smiling because I don't know how much the other Americans like Noah Lyles.
Must have been a COVID denier, you know what I'm saying?
Oh!
Over there in Botswana.
Dude, hey, I'm
picking it up.
Did y'all see the videos of the pre-fight or the pre-runs yesterday? He comes jumping out there. Noah Lyles looks like COVID is the furthest thing from his body.
As a sprinter, why are you using so much energy, first of all, before the race? And second, if that's not AI or some type of editing from another situation, what are you doing, dog?
Like, what?
You can't lean on COVID, bro, when you just came in third. It's all good, man. Say, hey, the better man got me. Right. It's not COVID. The better man got me. I don't know, man. Yeah, look, I don't know, bro.
He came bouncing around out there like he'd already won.
Yeah.
You'd have thought he'd already won.
He put on a whole concert like Eminem at the Bud Crawford fight.
He's showing.
Yeah. Yeah, well, let's this Botswana sprinter right here. They asked him about being a face of track. Listen to what he said.
I think for me, I can't be the face of athletics because I'm not an arrogant or a loud person. Ooh. Like Noah. So I believe Noah is the face of athletics.
Oh my gosh. Arrogant or a loud person.
Oh, I thought he said peasant. It did sound that way.
Passing now. Yeah.
Do you have to be? Can you not be quite humble and be the face of a sport?
It's tough, man.
Is it?
It's tough. I mean, just at least having some level of personality. You know, if you're going to be Mr. Stoic guy, then people are just going to be resenting the fact that you are. Like Mike Trout, has he been the face of baseball? Maybe he has, but he's been certainly. He gets called out for not being a good face for it. That's for sure.
You do have Ronaldo, very arrogant, but also messy. Very humble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's harder to do. It's harder to thread that needle.
Noah's really putting on that American vibes right now. That arrogant American. Oh, you silly Americans.
Yeah. God, freaking COVID. You can't even get your guys back.
Listen, I'm riding with him, dog. If you came in third and you had COVID, that's amazing. In the 200, you're the third fastest man in the world in the 200, even with COVID on your ass. That's amazing.
Absolutely.
But again.
But don't lean on it.
The pre sprint
because you were doing festivities. You were doing a lot.
You looked
you're
like
still fired up.
Yeah, you're fantastic. Yeah, maybe you're trying to psych yourself out. Absolutely.
He comes out like that all the time. That's a normal thing for him.
With or without COVID, apparently.
Yeah, it could take 8% of your energy. And with 92%, you're still freaking ecstatic to be at the Olympics.
I don't know, man.
To put on a show.
I don't know. You won that last one by just a chesticle, by a nipple.
Yeah, he probably should have done it. Probably should have reserved all of his energy.
Yeah, all of that, man. But hey, listen, that might, like Dawson said, that might be his vibe to do his thing to get in his mind frame.
Right, right.
I'm riding with the American.
Could have surprised me.
In a roundabout way.
Yeah. I'm looking at him side-eye, though, but I still got his back.
Quincy Hall showed out in the 400. Shout out to Quincy Hall, man. That was amazing. I ran the 400 a few times in the competition. Why is that? And to dig that deep and come back from the 400, that is running.
Yeah.
That man was, yeah.
Is he the 16-year-old?
Quincy? No. That's another cat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I seen him this morning.
That was also awesome.
I didn't get to watch the race.
Imagine that. Like 16 years old, you're in the Olympics.
Yeah.
It's unreal.
Okay. Who is that? What's his name?
I'm going to find out.
I thought she was looking it up.
I am looking it up.
Anyway, you got me confused now. Now I don't want to say if this is Quincy Hall's brother, Milton.
It's Quincy Wilson.
Quincy Wilson. Two Quincys, bro.
Couple Quincys.
How you got some young Quincys out here?
You squared.
And young Miltons and everything.
Yeah,
some old last names.
Milton is weird.
It's an old last name. Yeah, there's Quincy Hall's brother right here during the comeback. This is some live news. Quincy Hall's brother was pretty excited.
Man, this is awesome, man. This is 18 years in the making, dog. You don't understand. Miss Aisha and Quincy Hall been through it all to make it, man. Oh, man. I keep saying, oh, man. God is good. He did it for his best friend, Brandon. He did it for his man, Rashid. He did it for his Uncle Tony. He did it for everybody, man. This is a blessing, dog. Like, God, man. Quincy, I love you, dog.
We love you. Hey, man. Hey, man.
Man, that was crazy, man.
Like, you saw him run that last 60 meters and coming back. What's the emotions going on?
The emotions, seeing that, hey, when he dropped that neck, he didn't get, he get to work.
What?
He say get home, son, for a reason. He say it's that dog for a reason. You heard me barking in the background for a reason.
Hello?
That's that dog, man. Oh! Come on now. Hey, let's go, baby. Yeah. Hey, yo, 2024 Olympic champion, Quincy Hall, Kansas City, Missouri native. Hey, he did it for everybody, man. He did it for everybody. Put the cameras on somebody else, dog.
Quincy Hall's family fired up, man.
Yeah, said he dropped that neck and did what? Went to work? That's crazy.
Went to work. Man.
That is wild.
Pause
that's
the moment.
Wild
right there.
Stuff.
Left
wild.
It all on the field.
You left it.
Not as wild as the breakdancing, though. This is bad.
Oh, that breakdancing.
We should
something.
Not have invited the rest of the world. It should be New Yorkers only.
Bronx. Yeah. Bronx and L.A.
Okay.
In Bronx and L.A. right now. Yeah, I see what you're saying. I've seen a few of those. Dak says the media needs to start holding out if they want more paper in their pockets.
I've said it over and over. I'm just present where my feet are, and I control what I can control. And the noise is going to happen, whether it's good, whether it's bad, whether it's about the contract, whether it's about my play. I can't stop that. I mean, you guys get paid pretty well to write headlines and to do your job, and respectively so. But I can't allow that to affect how I get paid in my job. You don't get paid well? Y'all need a couple of y'all need to start holding out too then.
That's amazing. That's a mic drop. Freaking hilarious. Yeah, Dak, that negotiation go a little different. There's only about 15 of y'all that can play the game decently. There's a long line of people just biting at the chip to do what we do. All right, is it Jameis Winston talking Deshaun Watson? Is it the 200-meter champ talking to Noah Lyles? Can't be the face of athletics because he's not a loud person. Quincy Hall's family was fired up for him. Dak says the media
arrogant needs... Arrogant peasant.
Yeah. I'm going Dak.
Yeah, I'm going to go... Oh, man, I think I'm going to go with the guy who called out Lyles.
All righty, we're tied at one, Lucius.
Sorry, Jameis.
Quincy Hall's brother, Milton Hall.
Still...
And shout out to their mama for naming them young boys them old ass names.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, tied at one. That must be a family name.
Man.
Yeah, great-great-grandfather.
I'll go Dak.
Okay, by a score of 2-1-1, new G-bag of the day. Champion is quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, not practicing today. Little ankle soreness. He's going to be fine. Okay, coming up next, what do we have, Chief?
Biggest L, biggest dub for the second time in the 2 o'clock hour in the history of the world. We go 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Biggest L, biggest dub next in the nation.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. Is the G-Bag Nation here, 105.3 The Fan. Coming up at 3 o'clock, Broadus will be done with Cowboys practice. He'll take a seat there on the tennis courts. Tell us about the day. Eric Nadel is coming up at 3:20. Right now, in addition of Biggest L, Biggest Dub, here's Chiafalo.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Here's British Ian. Seems the 817 likes a little bit of violence and some good old-fashioned restaurant action. 817, biggest dub. Watch this lady who was under the influence, who attacked my manager, get her butt beat by another server, and then thrown out of the restaurant. Man, get a little entertainment. You know, you don't even have to pay extra for that.
Served her.
Absolutely served her. That's
every
good.
Fast food restaurant needs one gal that can really fight.
Yeah, yeah, that's legit. It reminds me of, I remember that McDonald's video where they were all wishing there was at least one McDonald's employee who could have stood up to that lady that looked like an offensive lineman just throwing dudes and chicks around.
Oh my goodness.
Right there in the middle of that lobby.
Guy was strong.
That's one of the more legendary clips of all time. But yeah, that's an impressive skill set. If you got one of those guys or ladies on your wait staff that's just waiting for that moment because they're ready to handle a situation.
Yeah. Pay him double too.
Yeah, for sure.
Who
do
you need me to put out of here, huh? Yeah. Right here?
Who is it?
Come on, you come with me, baby.
Big dub to Adam Sandler fans, as it looks like he will be having a new stand-up special on Netflix coming later this month. Okay. So now I'll tell you what, the last one he did, and it's been some years now, I would say it's been probably like 4 or 5 years since Adam Sandler had a Netflix stand-up. That last one he did was absolutely fantastic. And the way he works in like his little music bits and stuff, like his goofy songs or whatever. Adam Sandler, the last I saw him do a stand-up there on Netflix was an absolute freaking home run. So I will be very much so looking forward to this one. Let's see here. We have the 903 biggest L of the week was the 10 minutes of thoughts we were about to get. After re-signing Dak Prescott, as everybody thought that that's what it was about to be. We all thought that Dak was maybe getting a deal done, when in fact he was trying to figure out how to explain to everybody why his ankle was going to prevent him from practicing today. So it was a false alarm. It's a false alarm on that end. But that is that certainly is an L for Dak not getting to get out there and practice today. I just pulled some sound of Deion Sanders handing an L to a reporter. We will get to that sound coming up here a little bit later on in the program. But my goodness, there's a pretty funny primetime interaction with a reporter today that we will be addressing.
You know, I never thought that we could actually get a deal done with Dak today. But maybe in a way that's kind of holding up Lamb. You know, I guess that could make sense. But at this point, I would be surprised if we get a Dak deal done before like March 10th.
Yeah, I don't think anything's happening this year.
Yeah, like when everybody was kind of saying like, oh, this might be happening here. I'm like, wow, the Cowboys must be really bringing it strong.
Yeah.
With a financial offer, because there's really very little reason for Dak and his team at this point to agree to anything. Because when he gets on the open market next year, it's going to be... It's going to be just making, they're going to be making it rain on them.
I thought, what if the Cowboys went and said, hey, we can do this deal right now. If you make us wait till March, we're going to be done. This is your last chance. You know, I just don't know if anybody is interested in negotiating that hard right now.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that would be another deviation from the way that the Cowboys do business. That would be a massive surprise as well.
Huge. Be a huge surprise. 214, biggest dub. Finally getting a job after 3 months being unemployed.
Congratulations.
Nice work, 214. Gosh, I can't imagine what the stresses of that situation is like, trying to job hunt, how many different interviews you're on, like all those different like websites that are helping you acquire interview opportunities.
You get the resume together again.
Always digging up the resume.
Talking to bill collectors.
Yeah, man. It's just, it's a grind. Couldn't be happier for you, 214. That's wonderful.
God, them bill collectors are tough, too. Yeah. Hey, do you have like an aunt or something you can borrow the money from?
Yeah. Anybody else that you can owe money to instead of us?
Yeah.
Boy. And they fool you, man. I still get FedEx office calling me. I've caught on to that now. I know it's not FedEx.
No.
Fool me once. FedEx office.
Yeah, that's some credit corporation.
I'm like, how did you get in cahoots with FedEx? How did you make it to seem like it was FedEx calling me? Fool me once. 214, biggest dub, 8 months clean and sober off of all opiates and benzos.
Good for you.
Dang. Bravo, 214.
Congratulations.
That's progress.
That's high-level difficulty. Yeah. I can't imagine the grind, especially the first, the initial portion of those 8 months, going cold turkey on those.
Yeah.
He's taking good poos now, too. Good, solid poos, bro. Regular. They move when you want to.
Yeah, man. No more Hail Mary fiber thins.
Yeah. Like I was telling Dawson the other day, the disappointment is when like you're constipated and you realize, man, this is just not going to happen for me. I got to get on and up off the toilet.
This is just not going
to
happen.
That's the real
walk of
shame.
Please, please, stuff please.
It's so disappointing.
Man. Yeah, that is a bad feeling that I don't look forward to.
469, Big Dub. Also, Adam Sandler, Happy Gilmore 2 coming out as well. Yes, that's a very exciting thing. I'm looking forward to that in a huge way. 972, Biggest Dub. Made it through another week not punching my boss.
Congratulations.
Nice. 972, I'm proud of you for the discipline and the ability to stay calm, cool, and collected in the in the heat of battle. It can be difficult. 806, Biggest Dub. Got an internship with the Port of Corpus Christi Emergency Response and Recovery Team.
Let's go.
He's 806. Doing the Lord's work out there.
Guess you're going to be streaming us.
Biggest L, going to miss listening to y'all on the dial. Going to have to punch up the Odyssey app. No problem.
App.
Odyssey app's ready to go. Back that app up, baby.
A lot of people, that's the only way they listen anymore. Go ahead, snuggle up to it.
Yeah, it was cool. I was chatting with Tolos yesterday, and they're like coming in. They got their headphones in. They're like still listening. They're on their lunch break or whatever, working out in the field. Just we got some blue-collar, hard-working mofos, man, and I absolutely love them for it. Coming in for a little bite to eat at Hurtado yesterday, plugged up on the Odyssey app.
Lunch break, stopping by. Saying him what's up.
Big L to the Olympic field hockey player who was arrested for allegedly trying to buy cocaine in Paris. Allegedly.
Oh, no.
Allegedly.
Who's all this right? now?
Could have been just a happy mix up there. It was an Australian Olympic player? Field hockey player. Yeah.
Wow.
Gosh. Going for
the throes of a cocaine addiction, competing at the highest levels.
My Lord.
That's probably a guy who thrives on that stuff. And he's like, dude, if I'm going to get gold, like perform. I'm doing this for my team and my country. This isn't even about me anymore. If you guys want me to perform at my highest level, I'm a creature of habit, okay? And this is a serious habit.
My habit is cocaine.
and speaking of, biggest dub of the week is going to go to the DEA, who seized almost $500 million in methamphetamine hidden in a shipment of tomatillos. They're getting creative with where they're wedging this stuff. You know, every day they're finding new things to be like, maybe we could hide our drugs in this. And then it's like a bunch of Taco Bell burritos. This time
that was hilarious.
This time it was a bunch of green tomatoes.
Interesting.
I don't know
how that works.
I don't know how it works, but they did their damnedest, and unfortunately they're catching that L. But I'm gonna give the dub to the DEA. That's a big.
Somebody snitched.
A big dub going into the weekend for them.
Somebody snitched, bro. I seen a truck with like a false bottom, and they opened it up, and like people got out. I was like, how did they know?
What? Yeah, somebody. You're right.
They had a false bottom in the bag. I was like, oh, somebody snitched.
What's that
bro.
Bookshelf doing right there?
Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
It is the G Bag Nation here. One down. Four to go. If you didn't hear, the Rangers game was rained out, so you get full G-Bag Nation and no Rangers disappointment with your afternoon or evening hours today. Sorry. I think they earned that shot fired, though. And you know how much I'm a Rangers guy. Okay, NFL News of the Day is coming up next as Broadus joins us live from the tennis court. So, Wolchuk, where are you taking it?
Ayuk made a smart decision. The Panthers' runaway scare, and even the best can forget their pants. That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.